about the, now you're living in Webb County. When did you
move out here? I moved out here about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went and bought this trailer house.
Mm-hmm.
And moved it out here and then came out here to
mm-hmm.
live in it.
You were living in the city limits of Encino
mm-hmm.
before then? What about them? You're telling me about your parents. Do you know about their education? How far they got in school?
No, I'm sure they didn't go very far. But I don't know how far because at those times the facilities of schooling wasn't
mm-hmm.
like they are today.
Mm-hmm. Could your parents read and write?
Oh yes, or they could read and write and
mm-hmm.
everything. My father, he very good at figures. Of course,
mm-hmm.
nothing extra, but.
Mm-hmm.
He worked as a contractor at one time and building dirt tanks with mules and drag scrapers.
Hmm.
And he would get through, build one of these tanks where he would take a level
mm-hmm.
and he would get the height and all the dimensions of the dam and figure it out how many yards it was and collect for it.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever do any other kind of work besides contracting?
Well, ranching.
Mm-hmm.
This was his ranch at one time. He bought this ranch in 1912. And he bought another ranch out there. And he and my brother, he took over that one. My father came over here.
Mm-hmm.
And he died moderately young. Of course, no, I wouldn't say moderately young. He died at 72 because he had his 70 years. But, so he died about just before the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
He was a hard-working man, and he was a man that understood the world, and he was a worldly man,
mm-hmm.
and he was at one time a deputy sheriff in Dimmitt County.
Where's Dimmitt County?
Dimmitt County is Carissa Springs, Texas. That's right, joins this county, the ranches. You see, he was on
mm-hmm.
a ranch out there, and their ranch came all the way into here, you
mm-hmm.
see. This.
Did people used to have ranches a whole lot bigger than they have now?
Oh yes, the ranches were much larger.
What would be an average size for back then?
Oh, I wouldn't know, but Mr. Coleman, you take it from Loretta to Catarina, I guess is 300 miles, and they could say you could get on his land and never get off and go to Catarina.
300 miles?
And it's almost unbelievable, but he had, of course, he didn't own all that land,
mm-hmm.
but he would maybe skip and maybe
mm-hmm.
catch another place.
His family isn't?
His family, he has a daughter living in Atlee, Texas. That's
mm-hmm.
about 7 miles from Encino.
Do they still own land?
They still own land, but nothing like they did. He went broke,
mm-hmm.
and after he went broke, why, within 6 months he was dead. And,
mm-hmm.
and he had lots of cattle, lots of horses, and lots of mules, everything, hogs. And he developed some kind of an irrigation project over at, they call it Cometa. Cometa, that was his brand in this town. He named it after his brand. And so he spent a lot of money on that, and then the price of cattle, you know, breaking, like
mm-hmm.
it broke him.
When the Depression came?
No, no, that's way before the Depression. It must have been about 1923. Was that when he? Mm-hmm. 1923.